You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is wacky. Principal and her daughter in Pensacola were arrested after they rigged votes at their daughter's high school so she could win homecoming queen. You laugh.
Oh, it's a great feeling to be the toast of the night, right? Oh, good for her.
So the principal was suspended from work and the daughter was expelled from high school.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing is, it's like, okay, yeah, this is bad, but why were they actually arrested for it?
Anna, I'm going to be a princess.
Well, there's a reason why this had a lot more repercussions.
Police say the mom and daughter had to illegally access accounts of hundreds of students, accounts that had a lot of personal information of those students, all so the daughter could wear the crown.
So you know how, like, back old school, there used to be, like, a box, and you would write down who you were voting for, and you put it in the box.
Right.
Welcome.
Fold your piece of paper.
2021, they don't do that anymore. Now it's an app that you, like, log on. Now,
Makes sense.
The thing. The principal, she had access to the app and the back, like, the backside of it, obviously.
Sure.
She had district-wide access. So they were able to go in and access all the students' information and vote through there. So they found out that 246 of the votes for the daughter came from the same IP, came from the same computer, which was traced back to the mom.
Let me ask you, do you think it makes it any better or worse? Let's say it was 50 votes. Let's say it was 10 votes, a dozen votes. Mm-hmm. Does it make it any better or worse? I mean, 250 votes.
It's a lot.
You didn't have a shot.
Yeah.
You didn't have a chance before that.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. Like, you must be so embarrassed. Because the whole reason why this came up is that people were shocked that she won.
Right.
They were like, oh, it's so lopsided. And they couldn't believe that she won. And she, for years, had been bragging that she could see other kids' grades.
Well, that's the thing, man.
Like, dumb. Like,
right.
Let's be honest.
Loose
that's
lips
dumb.
Sink ships, man.
Right?
Can't do it.
Yeah, so when they figured it all out and they did an actual investigation, they found all this to be true.
Sure.
Now, this is the runner-up talking about what happened. So she was second place to homecoming queen.
Okay.
I did hear rumors, but I didn't really think anything of it until I was brought into the office and it all became real. The other girls that could have, that wanted it, that could have been one of the runner-ups, I feel bad for them because that was an opportunity that they lost.
Am I alone here? It's kind of hard to feel really bad for the runner-up of homecoming queen because you feel like they've already got a pretty good life going on, right? Like,
I was runner-up.
Were you?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was my junior year or my senior year, to be honest. But I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I didn't cheat. I campaigned hard. I made brownies. I made cookies. I went around the cafeteria.
I can imagine you doing
to
it.
To the tables.
Working every table.
Yeah. I was like, if you're voting for homecoming queen, vote for me.
What were your biggest selling points? I'm nice. I know everybody.
I made these brownies.
Did you flirt with the boys? What did
you
do? Did you eat? Oh, no?
I was like the class clown. I was loud.
I got to be honest. That's I don't remember it. At our prom us having anything but the king and the queen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, to be honest, my friends won both. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl was like an obvious choice. She was a super nice girl, pretty girl, and just, you know, an all around good person.
Yeah.
And my friend that won, also an all around good person. But I got to tell you, when he won, I was kind of like, what, not me? And then I thought to myself, immediately I said to myself after, he's clearly a better person than you.
Right. But whenever I think back to Jen who won queen, I'm like, yeah, she was pretty, but she didn't make brownies. Nope.
See, still a little bit of anger there. I love it.